branches like fingers, flashing nimble signs of silent criticisms, dryly criticizing my entire inner workings, wet and dirty. Earthworms and insects on missions of reconnaissance, unwelcome inhabitants, and every now and then I feel one exit. How many go unnoticed? How many interspecies languages have they encoded? These trees are also old, I really don't know why they're interested, why they talk the loudest when they know that I'll be listening. I've tried to decipher the shouting of the rivers and the valleys and the mountains, figure out what it's about, and all I've got is birds chirping red sharpie circles around my words, truly converting all my thoughts to worthless noise. Their intention, I could be the finest ally to the cause. The covert reports can all be called off. You wanna broadcast my thoughts, let's get them straight from the source. I can stand on street corners, draw diagrams for strangers, hand out pages from my diary with footnotes and annotations, so that passerby can identify the remains of my life.
Don't even bother, it's all a bunch of fucking lies.
The breeze no longer needs to keep a live feed on my heartbeat. I'll talk to anything with ears until I've bled out all my secrets. I'm begging, please, at least let me keep my body. It's not stopping, sun setting, clock ticking, rock spinning. The ozone won't stop whispering. The xylophone bones in my ribs will show explicitly. I keep my lips sealed, but somehow it's amounting and accounted independent of my mouth. My spine wants out. It's ironic. I think my own body is making fun of me, mocking the absence of a skeleton in this rubbish sheep. You wanna be fine? This game is made for two to play. We can give and take till my bones break, my dome leaks, my brain fails. I can run on empty, then when my skull decompresses and its contents on the table, maybe they'll be plainly legible. I'll be ready to sleep. You can feed me intravenously. Some parent or paramedic will poke the head down here eventually. Until then, forget it. I'm sick of feeling parasitic in my own temple, not knowing my reflection. Too much wasted effort on a vessel that betrays me every chance that it gets. Their branches like fingers, poking, prying, pushing pins and needles underneath my skin. My battered nervous system tangled. A voodoo doll made out of chewing gum and chicken, and it's stuffed with guts, a poor approximation of a human being. I can feel them laughing when I make decisions, mimicking the actions I had taken in my sleep. When I've dreamed of realistic situations, I am merely nature's plaything, squinting at the sun and trying to pull back on the strings. I'm just a million wet cells, each completely senseless. A million turning worlds, pearls defecting for the necklace. Atoms scattered to the wind, my skin turns to sand. Magnifications of my brain shape the terrain of this land, of this prison. I'm not concerned with learning how to live in this position. Powerless, buried at the bottom of the hourglass. Powerless, buried at the bottom of the hourglass. Buried at the bottom of the hourglass. Buried.